Okay, we're talking about gangs now.
So I get to Commerce City after I met with those families. In the ghetto, I went to Commerce City on the east side. And there's a group of girls that were...
How distance-wise? Like 5 minutes away? 10 minutes?
Oh, this is about a good 50, almost 20 minutes away.
Oh, so it's like a distance.
It's in the, yeah, it's kind of on the other side of Commerce City on the east side. And I get there and there's three gangs, but there's... They got the girls set up like... God says they're going to trade them off. Like, this is not good for those girls. Like, this is a mess. Like,
livestock.
This is so sad. It's like, God says, my heart is crying. Like, this is, you need to go and pull right in there. And I wasn't going to drive on the grass. Because it's just starting to look green. I wasn't going to destroy it with those big tires. But God says, you got to drive up in the middle of all of them. And so I drove up in the middle of all of them, got out, and they said, Sonny, we don't want to hear about Jesus today, man. You got to leave. We got something going on here. I said, God doesn't want you to trade these girls off. He goes, what do you mean? How did you know that? I said, that's what God said, that you were going to trade all these girls, trade with the other gangs. I said, that these girls are human beings just like you, just like me. And he said, one of the leaders, I don't know his name, he's a new guy, he goes, if you don't leave right now, man, you're going to get shot. I said, well, before you guys shoot me, let me pray for you guys first. So I started praying for him, and I can hear the girls crying. And so once I got done praying with all three gangs, I didn't go individually, I just went to group. And then I prayed for the girls, and they were crying. They're like, we're being treated like if we're animals, like we're not even human beings. Like, we hate when these guys do this. I want to get out. I want to go home. And then I said, if you girls want to go back to your families, just get in my truck. And the guys were like, Sonny, you got to take these girls away. You guys are going to get shot. I said, I'm taking them away, man. He goes, I don't know who you are, man, or who do you think you are, but after I shoot you, I'm going to sell your truck. I said, well, that's okay, man. I said, but these girls got to go back to their families. They want to go back. And then the gang member that I knew on the left, it's like, wait a minute. Hey, Sonny, did you bring any breakfast burritos, man? Totally changed the whole atmosphere. And I go, yeah, I got like 20 dozen burritos, maybe 21. I have breakfast burritos. They're spicy, but they're really good. And the big mouth to the right, the gang leader that I didn't know, he says, you have breakfast burritos, man? Like, I want one. I'm hungry. So I took out the coolers. They helped me get the coolers from the back of the truck. I laid out all the burritos on the tailgate and just started passing them out. And the girls were looking at me like, this could change in our way, you know? And this could be better for us. And so they went from almost shooting me and shooting and fighting each other for the girls, that now they're eating breakfast together, all of them. The Dr. Pepper cooler that was full was gone. So I reloaded it with Dr. Pepper. They drank Coke and water and orange and root beer. But the two coolers that had Dr. Pepper, they were gone, right? Well, one had Dr. Pepper and Coke. And I kept refilling them because the ice was still there. And it's like, well, Sonny, so I know you don't know me, but why do you bring breakfast to us? I said, God says you're hungry, man. I said, here's breakfast burritos. They were made this morning. I said, but the real food is right here in the Word of God. So I read John 3:16 to him. The right-hand man of the gang that I didn't know, his name was Ringo. His right-hand man said, isn't it true that if you ask for forgiveness of all your sins, that God forgives you and then he doesn't remember them? I said, yeah, that's true, man. He forgets them. So if you ask for forgiveness of your sins, he'll forget them. He'll forgive you, but then he'll forget them. It's like he doesn't hold them up against you. He doesn't bring them up. He doesn't say, oh, do you remember when you did this? Mm-hmm. My king doesn't do that. Yeah. He forgives. But you've got to ask for forgiveness first. Yeah. Then he forgives and forgets. And he goes, I get it, man. That's cool. Can I have another burrito? And I say, yeah, they're right here, man. Help yourself. And he goes, weren't you scared when we told you you were going to get shot? I said, it's not up to you when I'm going to die, man. It's up to God. He'll choose the day when I will fall. Today is not it. And one of the girls said, Sonny's a hero. He's like Robin Hood, man. He's like him and Blue Mustang. They feed us every weekend. They see us. If I see that spread truck right here, I'm walking over there because I know there's food in it. He always tells about Jesus. He's always crazy telling us about Jesus Christ. But like he read one verse that said Matthew 6:33. She said, help me, Sonny. I said, seek first. And then she goes, oh yeah, seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness and all these things will be added. Here she's preaching. And she's only heard that verse once.
Yeah.
She remembered. Mm. So I took out the three boxes I had in the back seat, took them out full of Bibles, and I started passing them out. I didn't ask them if they wanted to accept Christ yet, but I just started passing them out. And I was praying over them while they were still eating. They were talking about baseball. They were talking about a new gang that showed up from the east side. Somewhere in Dallas, they showed up, and it's like, here just 20 minutes ago, they were ready to trade these girls. And I said, are any of you guys fathers or no? And they're like, no. I said, oh, so you don't know how it feels to have a daughter. Imagine this girl right here being your daughter. And you are going to trade her off to somebody else. How would you feel about that? Dang, man, I'd start shooting. That's my daughter. Like, nobody's going to do that to my girl. Like, okay, all these girls have dads. Mm-hmm. All you boys have dads. Like, why do you trade them off like if they were livestock? They're not. They're human beings, just like you. They're like, dang, Issa, you're right, man. I was like, God doesn't want you to do that anymore. All right, man. Like, I said, so I have a box full of cards for Father's Day. I'm going to pass them out to all of you. If you want me to get them to them, just put the address on the envelope and I'll put a stamp on them. I'll get them. He's like, but the best thing to do is to call your dad to show up at the park on Father's Day and give him the card.
Personally,
that would mean a lot more to your dad. They're like, okay, man. So passed out. With all the five gangs I met last weekend, I passed out all that box full of cards. And we'll see how that goes, but it's like,
that's the guy that made him got him out of his truck.
Yeah.
He says, I'll pay for those for you.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, I'll take care of those there, man. Don't worry about that. I got them.
Okay.
Like, wow. So then the girls were like, I want to go home. I don't want to be here anymore. I said, those of you that want to go home to your families, just get in my truck. And the gang members didn't say one word. Before that, they wanted to shoot me because I said that. Yeah. But it's like, no. So then the girls started getting in the truck. The front seat got full, back seat got full. Then the back started getting full. And then the girl said, I'm just going to call my mom right now and my dad. They'll come get me. Because I don't think you have any more room, Sonny. So then all the girls started getting on their phones. And here comes the parents, mm-hmm. man. And the boys are like, I want to go home too, man. Like, I'm tired of this life. I said, those of you that want your names written in the Lamb's Book of Life, I want you to come on this side of the truck. The gang I didn't even know all came forward.
Yeah. Hey, so, hey, I got you a coffee and a hash brown. So.
Oh, thank you.
I didn't even know this gang.
Good morning.
Ringo's gang. Not one. Mm-hmm. But they all gave their hearts to God. They were crying.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other gang, they were like, out of all the three gangs,
the 50, one that knew you the least.
The one that, yeah. They're the. And I forgot to mention again, when I got there, they had pistols out. Mm-hmm. They had weapons out. Yeah. They had knives.
Yeah.
But when I got out of the pickup and I had my Bible, it was like, I didn't even have to say a word. The gang that didn't even know me, they just started putting their pistols away.
First? Wow.
I didn't even know them. Uh-huh. And the other guys were already doing the same. And then the leader of the third gang that I didn't know, Ringo, he kept his pistol on, and all of a sudden he started noticing nobody had pistols on me but him. And he's like, shaking his head, like, what's going on here? Mm-hmm. So then he put it away.
Yeah.
Thank you.
But he's like, you made me think about my dad, man. You know what? This life is not what we want, man. Mm-hmm. It's like, we need to go home. The girls are right.
Mm-hmm.
So pretty soon, family started showing up. There was like 153 gang members.
On that street? Wow, that's a lot.
And they all gave their hearts to God. All three gangs.
Wow.
I was there with them for about almost 5 hours.
That was a good time. I mean, a long time.
Yeah.